Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are kind of a mixed affair, but pretty quiet when it comes to corn and wheat. Those markets are pretty well assessed at what traders are thinking, but the bean market continues to decline. This is about the fifth day in a row of lower prices. That said, the trade is pretty negative expecting on this report. We had Ag Rural come out today, and they were talking 114 million metric tons on their estimate. That's an increase, pretty nice little increase, of their estimate idea for production in Brazil, and it was on pretty much better yields, especially in Mato Grosso and on down into Santa Catarina, parts of southern Brazil that caught some rains here. They felt that the crop had really benefited from that. And in the center part of the country, the rains. And so they're basically thinking that the production in Brazil at this time stands just under a year ago's production, which was 114.1, so very close to a year ago's record. And that's kind of weighing a little bit on the market, but it's more than that. Traders expect the USDA tomorrow on the WASDE report to increase Brazilian production. Will they come from 108, where they were in December, up to 110, 111? They very well could. That could be a 2 to 3 million metric ton increase. And then you've got Argentina. Will they reduce Argentina? We don't think so in this report, but they might a little bit. Maybe they come down 500,000 metric tons or a million. But that might be about all. So we'll see what they do. Then we look for exports, of course, and I think everybody and their dog is looking for exports to come down in this report, and all of that feeds right back into the carryout going up around 445 to 450 million, million bushels. Well, you look at that, and a large increase in 450 million bushels in a year where we're also hearing talk that we're going to see more bean acres than a year ago, or more bean acres than corn as well. And the only time we've ever seen bean acres exceed corn was in 1983, and the government helped that out with the PIC program, or it wouldn't have happened. So we'll see if they're successful in that one. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services. Have a great day.